ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। तावज्जातो भूवं जूयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधिनम् सुदयोध्वं तपोजज्ञ श्रद्धाय व्रतदानिन तावज्जातो भूमं जूयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्र समेधिताम्। सुदयध्वं तपोजज्ञ श्रद्धाय व्रतदानिन तावज्जातो भूमं जूयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधितम्। सुदयध्वं तपोजज्ञ स्वाध्याय व्रतदानिनः।
प्लीज रिपीट।
तावज्जातो भुवं जूयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधिताम्। श्रद्धाय व्रतदानिनः तावज्जात भुवं जूयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधिताम् तपोजज्ञ श्रद्धाय व्रतदानिन तवज्जात भुवं जूयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधितम्। तपोजज्ञ दानिन तवज्जात भुवं जूयम् ब्रह्मकर्म समेधितम्। सुदयध्वं तपोजज्ञम्
माताजी
ब्रह्मक्षत्र समेधिताम् सुदध्यधान तपोजज्ञ श्रद्धाय व्रतदानिन।
वर्ड फॉर वर्ड्स तावत् एज लॉन्ग एज आई एम एंगेज्ड इन द मैटर ऑफ किलिंग विष्णु जात गो भूवम टू द प्लेनेट अर्थ यूयम ऑल ऑफ यू ब्रह्म क्षत्र ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस एंड क्षत्रियस समेधिताम made prosperous by the activities, Brahminical culture and Vedic government. Sudayadvam just destroy tapa, the performers of austerities. Jagya, sacrifices. Swadhyaya, study of Vedic knowledge. Vrata, the regulative vows. Daninaha, and those giving charity. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. While I am engaged in the business of killing Lord Vishnu, go down to the planet Earth, which is flourishing due to Brahminical culture and a Kshatriya government. These people engage in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, regulative vows, and charity, destroy all the people thus engaged. Please responsibly. While I am engaged in the business of killing Lord Vishnu, go down to the planet Earth, which is flourishing due to Brahminical culture and a Kshatriya government. These people engage in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, regulative vows, and charity. Destroy all the people thus engaged. Purport, the long purport. Hiranyakashipu's main purpose was to disturb the demigods. He planned first to kill Lord Vishnu, so that with Lord Vishnu's death, the demigods would automatically weaken and die. Another of his plans was to disturb the residents of the planet Earth. The peace and prosperity of the residents of Earth and all the other planets were maintained by the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasaha. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. On all the planets there are different types of residents, but the Lord recommends, referring especially to the planet Earth, which is inhabited by human beings, that society be divided into four varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Before the advent of Lord Krishna on this earth, it is understood that the earth was managed by the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The duty of the Brahmanas is to cultivate Shama, Dama, Titiksha, Satya, Shaucha, Arjavam, and then to advise the Kshatriya kings how to rule the country or planet. Following the instructions of the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas should engage the populace in austerity, sacrifices, Vedic study, and adherence to the rules and regulations established by Vedic principles. They should also arrange for charity to be given to the Brahmanas, sannyasis, and temples. This is the godly arrangement of Brahminical culture. People are inclined to offer jagya because unless sacrifices are offered, there will be insufficient rain, jagyad bhavanti parjanyaha, which will hamper agricultural activities, parjanyad anna sambhava. By introducing Brahminical culture, therefore a Kshatriya government should engage people in performing jagya, studying the Vedas and giving charity. Thus the people will receive their necessities for life very easily and there will be no disturbances in society. In this regard, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 3.12, Ishtan bhogan hi bo deva dasyante jagyabhavitaha toir dattana prudayabhya jo bhunktestena evasaha. In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of jagya, sacrifice, supply all necessities to man, but he who enjoys these gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a thief. The demigods are authorized supplying agents who act on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Therefore, they must be satisfied by the performance of prescribed jagyas. In the Vedas, there are different kinds of jagyas prescribed for different kinds of demigods, but all are ultimately offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For one who cannot understand what the personality of Godhead is, sacrifice to the demigods is recommended. According to the different material qualities of the persons concerned, different types of jagyas are recommended in the Vedas. Worship of different demigods is also on the same basis, namely, according to different qualities. For example, the meat eaters are recommended to worship the goddess Kali, the ghastly form of material nature, and before the goddess, the sacrifice of animals is recommended. But for those in the mode of goodness, the transcendental worship of Vishnu is recommended. Ultimately, all jagyas are meant for gradual promotion to the transcendental position. For ordinary men, at least 5 jagyas, known as Pancha Mahajagya, are necessary. One should know, however, that all the necessities of life that human society requires are supplied by the demigod agents of the Lord. No one can manufacture anything. Consider, for example, all the eatables of human society. These eatables include grains, fruits, vegetables, milk and sugar for persons in the mode of goodness, and also eatables for the non-vegetarians, such as meats, none of which can be manufactured by men. Then again, take for example, heat, light, water and air, which are also necessities of life. None of them can be manufactured by human society. Without the Supreme Lord, there can be no profuse sunlight, moonlight, rainfall or breeze, without which no one can live. Obviously, our life is dependent on supplies from the Lord. Even for our manufacturing enterprises, we require so many raw materials like metal, sulfur, mercury, manganese, and so many essentials, all of which are supplied by the agents of the Lord, with the purpose that we should make proper use of them to keep ourselves fit and healthy for the purpose of self-realization, leading to the ultimate goal of life, namely liberation from the material struggle for existence. This aim of life is attained by performance of jagyas. If we forget the purpose of human life and simply take supplies from the agents of the Lord for sense gratification and become more and more entangled in material existence, which is not the purpose of creation, certainly we become thieves, and therefore we are punished by the laws of material nature. A society of thieves can never be happy, for they have no aim in life. The gross materialist thieves have no ultimate goal of life. They are simply directed to sense gratification, nor do they have knowledge of how to perform jagyas. Lord Chaitanya, however, inaugurated the easiest performance of jagya, namely the Sankirtan jagya, which can be performed by anyone in the world who accepts the principles of Krishna consciousness. The whole thing is a purport for 314, 312, the Eastern Bhogan Shloka. Hiranyakashipu planned to kill the inhabitants of earth so that Jagya would stop and the demigods being disturbed would die automatically when Lord Vishnu, the Jagyeshwar, was killed. These were the demoniac plans of Hiranyakashipu, who was expert in such activities.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pungam langhayate grim jat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam tavajat bhuvam juyam brahma kshatra samedhitam sudayadvam tapo jagya swadhyaya vrata danina.
While I am engaged in the business of killing Lord Vishnu, go down to the earth planet which is flourishing due to the Brahminical culture and Kshatriya government. These people engage in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, regulative vows and charity, destroy all the people thus engaged. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rajbhiri Bhagavan ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sitaram Hanuman Lakshman ki jai. So in this chapter, Hiranyakashipu is engaging his people to disturb the earth, and the demigods and the inhabitants of the planet, and he is being searching for Vishnu to kill, who killed his brother Hiranyaksha. And in the same chapter, after a few verses, he will be instructing his widow sister-in-law and his nephews and his mother Diti, who lost her son in this self-realization. So it appears from that demons, they very much knew the purpose of life and the very deep knowledge of self-realization, but obstinately, adamantly, they always against the Lord. Like Ravana, he knew Ram, but he was informed that Ram is Lord, he surrendered, but he didn't. Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan was counseled or told by Vidura, Akrura, Vyasdev, Dronacharya, Bhishma Pitamaha, personally Krishna himself, that you give up fighting, he didn't do. Even Dhritarashtra inspired his evil-minded son. So here he is asking his people to go down to the earth and disturb the inhabitants, those who are engaged in sacrifice, austerity, charity, study of Vedas. So indirectly it is the we understand that previously the people are very much inclined to Vedic religious principles, very dharmic, and they were very much engaged in all these things. Charity, regulative vows, Vedic study, sacrifice, austerity, which none of them exist today. Because of the Kali Yuga, everything, all the good qualities in men deteriorates, and the people are mostly unwanted population, Varna Shankar. And there is no Kshatriya, no Brahmana, no Vaishya, only Shudra, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. So in the society of Shudra, people, the mass Shudras, they elect somebody by stamping a vote, another Shudra, to govern them.
And the purpose of the government, choosing a government, simply to enhance their sense gratification. So, the government knows that if I give them this sense gratification, the people will vote me. So that's why before the election comes, they give so many propaganda, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. And after capturing the post, they don't do anything. So, this democracy government, Srila Prabhupada says, is for the demons and crazies. So Hiranyakashipu is a demon and he's crazy now. He's crazy to find Vishnu. So Hiranyakashipu actually started democracy government. All Ravana, Kamsa, Shishupala. So democracy government means simply is a bunch of rascals being maintained by another big rascal. Prabhupada says, Dipat Pashu. Like in the jungle, the lion or tiger is king. And all the other creatures, animals, they run away. Like when there is 4, 5, 6 elephants, there are 2 tigers, they don't run. And if there is 1 tiger and 1 elephant, elephant runs. He's afraid, although he has big body. But still afraid of the tiger. And tiger is so clever, it doesn't go in front of the elephant. Goes in the back. From the back it attacks. Another tiger sees, immediately comes and attacks from the front. And then from the side. Then the elephant is killed. So if the huge animal, elephant, is afraid of tiger. So similarly, we are like small creatures in front of demonic government. Whatever they say, we follow. Why? Because we can't do anything. Now the condition became so hellish that this prosperity, this flourishing is completely opposite. No supply of fruits, no supply of milk. Milk is not there only. What you get Bombay, Bharat Dairy, Mangal Dairy, Array Dairy, Mahananda Dairy, all dairies there, but all milk is coming truck, there is no milk, no cow. Cows are being sent to the slaughterhouse and milk is coming truck. These are all synthetic milk, urea milk, powder milk. Even you get artificial tea today, you don't need tea leaves. So in the And there is no ghee. What you get in the name of ghee is only animal fat and butter, the dalda. So there is no Brahmin who can chant mantra for the sacrifice. And there is no Vedic study. They do not know the mantras. And there is no Kshatriyas to rule. And there is no process of jagya because there is no ingredients. Like this time in Bengal, in March we saw, we heard people are committing suicide, the farmers, because the potato rate gone down from 30 kilos to 5 rupees kilo. Last year it was 35, 40. And this time, at the same time, April, March, the rate is April, March only the potato season. So potatoes are not going anywhere. And the North Bengal potatoes all goes to Upper Assam, Manipur, Tripura, Meghalaya, Shillong, and nobody is buying. No racks. The potatoes are getting spoiled. The cold stores are not accepting the potatoes. So farmers had very big headache because to crop the potatoes, you need lot of cash. For 1 acre, I think you need at least 50,000 rupees potatoes. And in 1 acre, how much potato can come? Even the original money, the amount will not come. So that's why they are committing suicide. And we had a few
days or one month back, there was a flood, just accidental flood, unwanted flood in Kashmir, and 5,000 people being actually washed away. And few weeks back, there was an earthquake in Nepal. They say 5,000, 10,000, 12,000, 13,000, but actually, finally, they say 17,000. But maybe 30,000 people being killed. So this phenomena, this material disturbances, adidoivik klesh, is being inflicted due to the sinful propensity of the living entities and the ruler. Rajar doshe rajya nashto and ginnir doshe griho nashto. The wife destroys the house and king destroys the kingdom. So what we see here, Hiranyakashipu is saying, it was in the Satya Yuga. Prabhupada mentions in the purport, up to the advent of Lord Krishna, that is the end of Dwapara millennium, there was ruling of Kshatriyas and Brahmanas were guiding. So you can see till Parikshit Maharaj, till the time Kali did not enter, it was very nice kingdom. Yudhishthira Maharaj, very nice kingdom. And there was no proper, improper heat, improper rainfall. So in whole April it was raining North India. When it was the time of harvest, the wheat, raining, all the wheat's gone in the water. And when there is water in the dry, ready crops, you cannot keep for long. Unnecessary rain. Unwanted rain. And you will see, now rain should come. In 15 days, the sky should be cloudy. By another 15 days, rain should start falling, but it will not fall till 1 month, 2 months. We guess. And if it's falling in Bombay, only BMC needs some water. But you don't need water here. It's everywhere is stones, concrete road. You need water in village. So there is a timing. The villagers, the farmers, they know when to put the seeds for harvesting, cropping. So the paddies, they are this much, and they are ready, they are getting yellowish. It is green first. Then it gets yellow. That means it is getting bad. And because there is no water, you cannot put them, you cannot soil them. So it is useless to rain in April and no rain in July, in June, July. So this is all seasonal disturbances because of sinful government. And Prabhupada then talks about Varnashram Dharma. Here Prabhupada mentions that Brahmana should maintain the Kshatriya government, and especially the advice by Lord Krishna to divide the society into Varnashram system, divisions, is for the earthly planet. Prabhupada says, Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vivagasha Kartaram Aham Mambiddhi Akartaram Abhayam. I am the creator of this, but you should know that I am not the creator also, because I am unchangeable. And Prabhupada mentions the nine qualities of a Brahmana order. So Brahmana should be having these nine qualities or practicing these nine qualities. Sama, Dama, Tapo, Shaucha. Sama means control of the mind. And Dama means control of the senses. Tapo means Sama, Dama, Tapo. Tapo means austerity. And Shaucha means cleanliness. At least we should take twice bath. And if possible, three times.
Shaucha. Then Shanti. Shanti means? Shanti means? Peace of mind. Arjava means? Simplicity in behavior. Satyam, truthfulness. Like that, Astikyam, believing in the Vedic literatures, in the God, Astikyam. Jnana, knowledge. Vijnana, realizing that. Brahmakarma, Sabhavajam. Then Kshatriya having some quality. Shaurya, Birja, Yuddha Chapalanam. Vaishya has quality. Mercantile group, trading, cow protection, and agriculture. And Shudra, to serve the other upper three classes. But Lord Krishna, he explains in 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, the qualities of a human being can be developed up to 28. And Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitam gives you the quality of a person can be developed up to 26. 28 qualities is being described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Karuna, Titiksha, Kobi, Daksha, Mauni, like that. So, these qualities is practiced by the class of people, the higher class, and then they guide the ruling class, Kshatriyas, to tell people to practice this. So now, there is no Brahminical culture and there is no Kshatriya government. Who can follow or listen to the Brahmanas and implement it? So there is no hope of reviving the Brahminical culture in the society anymore. So that's why Prabhupada says in the end that Lord Chaitanya's movement is only the hope by introducing the Sankirtan Jagya, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Easily it can be introduced, this Varnashram Dharma or the upliftment of the society from Shudra to Brahmana. And with this idea, the ISKCON was established. So in the history of Bombay Temple, we can see that Mr. Naya, who was owning this land, was another small Hiranyakashipu, who gave so much trouble to Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was very much adamant to occupy this place, because he said, I already promised the Lord that I'm not going to take them away from this land. They should not move. And devotees are going through so much suffering. Still he said, no, you just be there, giving so many different ideas. Go to him, go to him, go to that, get this support. Finally, when the temple was ready, about to open, they didn't give the CC paper, CC certificate. You know, these people cannot be given the paper because they are actually nuisance, creating so much disturbance in the neighbor. Every day they are chanting. So Prabhupada said, go to the article likhta hai newspaper mein, kya bolta hai usko? Journalist. And make a article in the newspaper. Hare Krishna is not nuisance. It is allowing people to develop their God consciousness, Vedic culture. And then in Mayapur also Prabhupada was troubled. After the temple was established, so much trouble. Vrindavan also same trouble. In America, New York, so much trouble. The Mr. C or Mr. R, somebody took $1,000, didn't give anything do. Prabhupada went to San Francisco. Again, Brahmananda, he gave $5,000. So $6,000 or $7,000 gone like that. Prabhupada said, you guys are foolish. You cannot maintain like that. I told you not to give the money further. And so much trouble was given to the devotees to buy the land. And they were cheated. Finally, $4,000, I think, was got back. So, Prabhupada says about the, again here, yajna. So, yajna is necessary because by yajna, proper rain is distributed. Because this rain, sunlight, moonlight, the breeze, Prabhupada says, none of them can be manufactured by the man. These all are given by God. And air, sunlight, moonlight, fire, all the necessities of the day-to-day life are being supplied by different agents of the Lord called demigods. They are delegated with some particular power to administer it. So when the living entities, they use the necessities of life and do not perform the sacrifices, they become thief. Ishtan bhogan. Ishtan bhogan means the necessities of life. He vo deva, the demigods, they supply. Dasyante, they give. Jagya bhavita, being pleased with the sacrifice. Like Krishna, he saw his father Nanda Maharaj was doing some kind of puja. So he asked immediately, "Father, what your something going to do today?" "Ah, you just shut up. You do not know what I'm going to do." "No, you should tell, you know, what your papa you are doing." He was insisting to know. Then he said, "We have to worship the demigods. It is a yearly revenue. As a farmer, as a Vaishya, we have to give." "No, no, you should not do, I think. It is better to worship Giriraj. Because Govardhan is giving grass, Govardhan is giving minerals, Govardhan is giving water, Govardhan is giving everything, air, everything you are getting. Why you need to worship Indra?" So this news finally went to Indra and he flooded the whole Vrindavan. So here Krishna wanted to show that the demigods are not actually supreme. So finally Indra was defeated and Krishna protected all the Vrijavasis by lifting the Govardhanil for 7 days, 7 nights on his little finger on the left hand. So here Prabhupada says, those who do not know who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, for them the demigod worship, the yajna, is very much needed. But those who develop, there is a gradual development of knowledge that Vishnu is the source of all the demigods, and if I worship Vishnu, I don't need to give these sacrifices to different demigods, then he comes to the higher knowledge. But in the process of understanding the God as a supreme or a person, the living being actually gets frightened to identify themselves again in a bodily form. Because when, by the process of karma kanda, the people, they go up and down, kabhu sarge, kabhu naroke dubai, sometimes he goes to the heavenly planet and sometimes he goes down in the hell, he gets fed up. And then he looks for some knowledge. So when he looks for some knowledge, he actually denies the material sense enjoyment, going up and down. Then he thinks, "I am not the body. Aham Brahmasmi. And Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is the emanation of Brahma. And everything is Nirakar. I am Nirakar." So he wants to merge in the Nirakar. Because identifying with the body is actually the problem. So they don't want to identify. So they want to merge in the Nirakar. That's why they study Upanishads, which actually explain the knowledge of the Vedas. So after studying Upanishads, they get caught up in the Brahma Gyan, Nirved Brahmanu Sandhan. But if somebody, fortunately, by the association of devotee, by hearing some sankirtan by ISKCON devotees, can come to bhakti yoga. So this varnashram dharma is not bhakti. But when varnashram dharma performs bhakti yoga, he can also come to pure devotional service. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, opichet sudaracharo, bhajate mam ananya bhag, sadhu reva samantabhya, sammag vyabahita hisa. What is the qualification of bhakti? So bhakti is performed by uttamadhikari, madhyamadhikari and kanishthadhikari. So what is the qualification to become kanishthadhikari of any? No, there is no caste creed. Even antaja, in the outcast, chandalas, shapachas, dog eaters can become devotee. Huh? That shloka, what is that shloka? Apiche chuduracharo? No, the shloka from the Bhagavatam. Kapila Dev says. That shloka. Aho vata swapacha atah goryan. Aho means, wow, such a great. Like you see, something wonderful. Ah, like people comes to Hare Krishna temple and sings this, ah, kya jhumra hai. Then they see Prabhupada, they think Prabhupada is sitting there. But then sometimes after they see, Swami to hill nahi rahe. To dekhte rehta hai. Bhagavan ko dekhte nahi, udhar jake samne dekhte hai. Sahi sahi Swami Swami ji hai ki nahi. So then they say, wow, kya murti bana hai, wonderful. So he says, oh, aho, batah. Swapacho atoh gariyan, jat jivagre vartate namot abhyam, tepus tepuhu, shushnur arjaya, brahmanuchur, grinnan, nam grinnanti, shushnur arjaya, something like that. So, it says that you should understand. Although that person was dog-eater or outcast, mlecha javana, when he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he Goryan, he is glorious. He becomes glorious. Why? And it is understood that he has taken bath in all the holy places. He has taken bath in all the holy places and he has done all the ritualistic performances offered in the Vedas and Smartas. So there is no qualification. Like Jat Gosai is at one time when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started preaching, he was opposed by the Jat Gosais to give Diksha according to Pancharatra. So he fought on this basis, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Jaiva Dharma. So these orthodox Brahmins, these caste Brahminis, these kul of Brahmins, they started defying the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached by the Vaishnavas. Nay. So Prabhupada said, I have been criticized even by my godbrothers to initiate the foreigners into Brahmin initiation, second initiation, Brahman Diksha. And also I have been criticized for arranging my disciples' marriage. Sannyasi should not take part in the marriage ceremony, but I did it. Because Prabhupada says, when the women are coming in Krishna consciousness, we cannot forbid them. We cannot just chase them away. No, it is only for the boys. He said, I took a risk. I took a chance to give them also chance to reside, stay in the ashram and do bhakti. Because mot means women cannot stay. Mot means only for sannyasis and brahmacharis. But Prabhupada did not make mot, it is ashram. Ashram for everybody. So, durjatiriva I forget the shloka from Sandoka Upanishad or somewhere. Even if somebody is Durjati, that is his Prarabdha Karma. But Prarabdha Karma or his sinful activity also can be nullified in bhakti. So when Ramananda Rai or Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai in South India, where? Where? Rajahmundry, in Andhra Pradesh. Yeah, maybe in Andhra Pradesh, Godavari is flowing there. So he was a Shudra because he took the job of a government. He was a collector for the government. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, "My dear Lord, when you travel to South India, please meet a person, his name is Ramananda Rai." So Mahaprabhu was very eager to meet this person. So when they met each other, they embraced and they fall flat unconscious. So all the people came with the governor, was amazed. "Are, what happened? Why this embracing sannyasi, he became unconscious?" Then they, both of them, withdraw their external symptoms of bhava, the platform of what is called the bhakti bikar, the symptoms of love of Godhead, because there was all unwanted people surrounding. Then again they met, and in the meeting, while they're discussing, Mahaprabhu said, "Can you please discuss what is the Sadhya Sadhana Tattva? What is the goal of life and how to attain it? Like we have Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan." So Sambandha means relation, and Abhidheya means the practice, and Prayojan means the goal. So Sadhya is the goal. And first shloka, when Mahaprabhu, Ramananda spoke, he said, "Varnashrama charvata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradhyate pungsham nanyat tattvasu karanam." The goal of life is to follow varnashram dharma, and by the practice of varnashram dharma, one should satisfy Vishnu, and there is no other activities to be done. And it is being supported by Kaviraj Goswami by the shloka, "Jat kuroshi jadasnashi jat juhoshi tadashi jat jat tapasyasi tat kantya jat tapasyasi kantya tat kurusha madarpanam." So he said, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, do for me, O Arjuna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. Then he said, "No, varnashram tag is the goal of life. Like Krishna in the Bhagavatam 11th canto, he gives the list of all the qualities to be followed by varnashram dharma. And then he said, whatever dosh and gun, whatever good and bad qualities of a man can object to follow these qualities. Qualities means these 28 qualities I told. If something is gun and dosha is found in the person, but you give up this dosh gun or following all these things, simply surrender unto me. Surrender means simply practice devotional service, then you are the sadhu. You are sattama. Means you are the devotee, and you are uttama, you are best. So varnashram is the beginning of human life. Varnashram is the beginning of devotional practice. Varnashram is the middle of our devotional life. And somebody can become highly elevated in Varnashram Dharma, but he is not into Varnashram Dharma. Because the Shraddha is the main factor to discriminate between what his guna karma is. The guna karma vibhagasa, this varnasham is divided into according to guna and karma, the quality acquired by the individual and his karma, what is doing. Now, guna karma vibhagasa, this guna and karma is the criteria for understanding the person where he should work. Whether he should be brahmachari or vanaprastha or sannyasi or grihastha, or he should be in karma yoga or karma kanda or jnana yoga or jnana kanda or bhakti. But if somebody is doing bhakti, for him there is no need to follow karma and jnana or guna mishra bhakti, karma mishra or jnana mishra. But for jnana mishra and karma mishra, they have to develop up to pure bhakti. So one should understand where I am. Although in the devotional service, there is no measurement where you are selected, where you are situated. You should understand your guna and karma. Now by following Krishna consciousness, the devotional practice, Prabhupada at the end says, this Krishna consciousness practice is for whom? Those who are ready to follow the principles. So if somebody follows the devotional principles wherever he is going to come out of his conditions. That's why he says, agya evam, whatever I told, according to the dosha guna, you give up this discrimination and simply do bhakti. And bhakti yoga is the platform which can elevate anybody from anywhere. None of the other process can act as the devotional service. That's why it is the topmost yoga. Topmost yoga is beyond ashrama, beyond varna, beyond jnana, beyond karma. That's why this sangya, the lakshana bhakti is devoid of karma and jnana. So when karma and jnana is being, it is in the mind, it becomes karma mishra bhakti or jnana mishra bhakti. But one should not try to understand the pure devotional service while he is practicing devotional service. By the process of pure chanting, all the lower modes, all the lower propensity will go down, and then one can practice pure devotional service. So I stop here. Thank you for tolerating me, for your patience. If any questions or comments or clarification. No questions? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Sri Sri Radha Raj Bihari ki jaye. Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Samabhata Bhakta Vrinda ki jaye.